Welcome to season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help you navigate building a business as a faith-filled entrepreneur with business strategies and tips and encouragement in taking God-sized risks, operating in obedience to the Holy Spirit, and being bold as you step out in the confidence that we receive from Ephesians 3:20, knowing that God is working through you to do infinitely more than we might ask or think, giving God the glory every step of the way. Thank you for being here. We ask that you continue to download these episodes and share with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. And we can't wait to be on this journey with you. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business building life together. Hi, friends. Welcome. So for the next few episodes, we are going to really be talking about content, how to deliver it, how to be consistent with it, how to plan for it, and how to keep our content authentic, which means for us as faith-filled entrepreneurs, that even if we are in the secular space, we are holding true to our biblical values and sharing that goodness with the world. And so today I have a very special guest for you. She is so qualified to talk on this topic and has so much to offer us. So let me introduce Hannah Brindley to you. Hannah is a certified life and success coach, a business coach, and a content creator who's on a mission to help faith-fueled female entrepreneurs go from invisible dreamers to powerful leaders. And I absolutely love her tagline. She says, "My passion is to help ignite your faith, step into your queen identity, which is who God made you to be, and finally transform your life and business." And I think that that is so, so powerful. So Hannah, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. I can't wait to dig into your content creator brain here. So before we start talking about content, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your journey to getting to where you are right now?
I am what I call myself, like a pivot queen. I have pivoted multiple times in my journey as an entrepreneur, but just really in my career. So this really started for me about 5 years ago. Basically, I had graduated from college with a degree in biology. I thought I wanted to go into the medical field. I was studying for the MCAT. And then I was just like, nope, this is not for me. Something didn't feel right. I felt like Holy Spirit was just telling me no, but I got really, really depressed because that's what I worked for my whole life. I just got this degree. This is what I thought it was going to be. Anyways, long story short, I developed a passion for the beauty industry. I know, totally different than medicine. So there's medicine and makeup, but I developed this passion for the beauty industry and ended up starting a blog, a YouTube channel. After this, I actually discovered network marketing, just the world of network marketing. It was actually a little bit by accident. I didn't really realize I was joining a network marketing company, but it was cool because once I got in there, I realized, man, I'm selling and I'm mentoring women, and turns out I really loved it. And so long story short, I switched network marketing companies a couple times only to then discover the coaching industry because I joined a group coaching program to teach me how to grow my network marketing business. Well, I just remember being in this group program and I was like, you know what? I would absolutely love to do this. I would love to do what they're doing. And it was about a year or two later, I ended up starting my own coaching business. And it was July of 2019. I launched a group coaching program for network marketers because I had since ended up scaling to the top 1% in the network marketing company at the time. Now, I launched my group coaching program July 2019. About 6 months later, I ended up getting certified in life and success coaching. And 2020 was a huge pivotal breakthrough moment for me. It was the summer of 2020. I realized I was becoming so obsessed with my goals, really getting burnt out. I was on the verge of just panic and tears. I had invested in a business coach. I was financially hitting a wall. And then basically God gave me this breakthrough moment in the middle of 2020 where, again, I had just struggled financially. I had just, you know, invested in a business coach, hit a wall. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. Went outside in the backyard and I was like just crying out to God, panicking and stress. And I went to go pray. I actually went to go pray like, God, help me, you know, make some money or something. But actually what came out of my mouth was, God, help me, or essentially, God, please take away this obsession I have with success in my business and money, and please replace it with a desire and an obsession for you. And moving forward from there was really critical for me, because at that point, I really didn't realize I was so obsessed with my career and finding fulfillment. And that, as soon as I prayed that, I felt a wave of peace. Utmost peace. And I knew that was Holy Spirit. That was not me trying to pray that. That was literally Holy Spirit. And I just felt this immense peace. I ended up worshiping, just spending time with him that day. Literally the next day, I ended up getting on somehow. This was definitely Holy Spirit too, because somehow got on 2 sales calls the next day, ended up closing them both back to back, solved the financial problem. I was like, wow, God, I literally just surrendered this to you and you took care of it. Like, cool. That moving forward was when, man, I was like, I've got to start incorporating faith somehow into my content. And so I started slowly doing it in my content. Later that year, I ended up launching this free 3-day devotional for what I say, faith-fueled female entrepreneurs. It was a live training. It was a devotional experience. It was so cool. And people got so much from that, but I knew I need to do this more. And so then early 2021, I launched Faith Fueled Coach Academy, which is my signature program. And so now I really focus on helping Christian female entrepreneurs really create Holy Spirit-led businesses. And so that's what I've been doing really ever since. I know that was really long-winded. I was trying so hard to make it short, but I feel like they were very important pieces that needed to be shared.
I think that when we are faith-filled entrepreneurs, what I'm learning, the more I talk to other faith-filled entrepreneurs, is that God doesn't always, usually, ever take you point A to point B in the way that you think you're going to go. Because then we wouldn't know it was him. If all of our plans worked out exactly the way that we think they're going to work out, then we wouldn't know it was him, even though it is. And sometimes I think he pulls out all of the pieces that we think we can control, gets us to this point, which is where faith-filled entrepreneurs came from, was that I trained teachers and COVID hit and schools shut down. And I was like, okay, well, here we go, right? And so I think that he gets us to that place of saying, look, I'm giving you this business. I gave you this idea. I gave you this passion, but it's mine. You're just my vessel. And so when you try to start making it yours, I'm just going to remind you that it's mine and that I've got bigger things planned for you than you can ever think or imagine, but your job is to be obedient. And I think he gives us the drive on purpose. I think he puts that in us. He puts that desire to be successful. I don't think that's a bad thing until it takes over, which is like any idol in your life, right? And success can be an idol as well. And so I love how God lovingly puts us in check so that he can take the reins. And then I think sometimes we forget that God wants us to be successful. And when we do give it over to him, he's like, okay, now watch. I'm going to divinely work this out for you so that you 100% know that it was me. And that's what he did in your story. And I love that. I think that's so beautiful. And I'm glad that you shared the journey and also kind of how in your weakness, he really showed up big, which is what he does. It's what he does for us. So thank you for sharing that. I want to kind of shift into one of your areas of expertise, which is content, right? So to kind of get us started on this, why don't you tell us just kind of content 101, why is it important to be consistent with content? We all know we need to be, but like bottom line, why do we have to be?
When it comes to being consistent with your content, there are several reasons why this is so important. But, you know, first reason is because with consistency, you begin to evolve. You know, I think a lot of the time when we start out in businesses, what I see happening the most is that people are so stuck on getting clear and they feel like they can't take the next step. And don't get me wrong, clarity is so important. And there are things that you can do to help you gain clarity. But one of those things is actually just to take action on what you do already know. And so a lot of the time people will stop creating content because they don't know what they're doing, or they think they don't know what they're doing. When really in reality, a really fast way to get clarity on what you're doing is actually to take action, which I know is kind of like this, oh, that's scary, but it's so important. So for one, you know, you need to focus on your evolution and your growth. That's a really important reason to stay consistent. Second reason to stay consistent is because it actually shows your community that you are serious and that you are committed. Because at the end of the day, if you are a business owner, people are only going to buy from you if they know, like, and trust you. Well, how do you develop know, like, and trust? Well, by staying consistent and showing them that you are committed. Because how then can they know that you're committed if you're not showing up? That's literally how they know you're committed. You know, there's really no other way unless you're having one-on-one conversations with people. So those are really the two big reasons. And I think the thing with consistency too, that I think needs to be talked about and kind of said here, is if you're not staying consistent, for one, don't shame yourself. Don't do that. But just kind of ask yourself the question, why aren't you staying consistent? What's keeping you from being consistent? Is it truly that you don't have time? And be honest with yourself. Be honest. Do you really not have time? Or is it because you're not clear on something? Is it because you're afraid of what will happen if you do start showing up? Like, get really real with yourself about why you're not showing up, because I know we harp on and on about how consistency is so important, but the root of the problem isn't necessarily a lack of consistency. It's normally something else. So again, just ask yourself why you're not being consistent before you shame yourself for not being consistent.
I think that that's really good. And I think for a lot of people, I'm glad that you said our own evolution and growth. When I train teachers, when I go into schools, I'm going to say about every other training that I do, somebody comes up and says, how can I do what you're doing? And I tell them, like, you have to start now. You need to figure out what problem do you want to solve. And I always recommend start a blog, even if nobody is reading it. What you end up writing about the most will help you figure out what your target is going to be. I think that in this age where we feel, especially on the internet, like if I put stuff out on the internet, I should immediately go viral. I should immediately have a bunch of likes. I should immediately have a bunch of followers. But if you're creating a real business, it's going to take time to build. And so, I mean, I don't know about you, but I wrote a blog for probably 3 years before I really feel like anybody read anything. But doing that created a lot of content for me to go back to. And it created that credibility so that when somebody finally does go to my website and they see that I have all of this content, you know, it's there. But I think that that kind of comes back to, we don't create content for the outcome, for the immediate outcome. And if we are looking for the immediate outcome, I think that's one of the reasons that people fall off of creating consistent content, because they're saying, I'm doing all this work, but nobody's reading it. Well, you don't know that. You know, you don't know that. And that can come into places of marketing. So I like that. So let me ask you this. How do you know if your content is connecting with your audience? What do you look at as you're coaching somebody or even in your own business to know, like, oh, this content is really connecting or not?
So really for me, how I know if this is connecting with someone, and there's two types of posts to really think about here as well. So if you're creating content that has the intention to sell versus if you're having a piece of content that your intention is to connect and to engage. Because I found that the content I use that is especially designed, like my intention for creating the piece of content is to sell, my engagement doesn't normally hit well, but my sales do, but the engagement isn't necessarily there. So if my intention for the piece of content is to sell, but the engagement is kind of little, or perhaps even sometimes maybe there's not comments, but maybe it's reaching a bunch of people, which kind of tells me, hey, they're probably scrolling through my carousel, or maybe they're watching this video again and again. So maybe not necessarily like comments or DMs, but I can notice based on the reach or even the saves or the shares and the sales that I do make from that, or people DMing me saying like, hey, this really resonated with me. Now I want to join your program. That's a way that I can tell it's really hitting if the intention is to sell. Now, if I'm creating a piece of content where my intention is to connect with my community, it's to nurture them, it's to bring value to them, I don't look at likes hardly ever. I don't know if that's like still really a thing, but what I do look at for me personally is if they are commenting, if they're sharing, if they're saving, if they are, you know, just sending me DMs. I think especially I notice I'm a podcaster as well myself. The way I know that people are resonating with that is if they go and share the podcast episode to their stories. That's a way that I can just tell it's just like hitting with my audience. Another way that I see if my content is resonating is I'll ask polls. So I'll ask questions in my stories, just really short to the point questions. I just posted this post or I did this podcast episode. Are you going to listen to it? Yes or no? You know, and that's going to tell me, hey, they need this. They want this. And if they don't, they're going to tell me. So I'm always polling my audience. I'm always asking questions, but I'm paying close attention to, are they DMing me? Are they commenting? Are they saving? Are they sharing? Those are the big things for me, is based on, am I selling or am I connecting?
Yep, I think that's good. I think it's good to plan for both types of content. We want to give value. We know that that is modern marketing. We also know that that aligns to our biblical values to serve others. But we have to be bold enough to ask for sales as well, because it's our business and God has ordained our business. He's given us the idea for our business, and business makes money. And so it's okay to ask for sales. And that's something that we need to do. Do you work with a lot of Christian women? Do you see that as being an issue specifically in the population of Christian women, is the boldness to sell, to ask for sales?
I actually see both. I see, like, I'm literally afraid to sell. I've seen women be nervous to share testimonies from clients because they're afraid of being prideful. You know, I've seen on the opposite end of the spectrum, I've seen people be like, no, like, I continuously want to sell. So I see both, you know, I see both sides, and then I see in the middle. But yeah, it tends to be a thing where people are afraid to be prideful. They want to be humble. They want people to come directly to them to sell. But the thing is that if you're not talking about what you're selling, people just aren't going to know. Like, y'all, they're just not going to know, you know, at the end of the day. You know, I talk about my stuff all the time, and I still have people DMing me, can you tell me the difference between these? How can I work with you? And I'm like, I talk about it all the time, you know? And so that just goes to show, like, even people that talk about it all the time, I promise you, they still may not know. So you've got to talk about it. Right. You've got to talk about it.
And what you are doing, whether you create jewelry that helps women feel more confident and more beautiful, whether you create wreaths that helps women to, you know, make their home feel welcoming and like a home, like there is a purpose in whatever God has led you to do. And so we have to feel confident to share that and not apologetic. And that I asked you that question because that is a journey that I have been going on and that God has really been convicting me of, my money mindset, my business mindset, you know. And what I have seen too, so I'm an educator that has come out of education and has moved into the marketplace and in the business space. I'm surprised, and I shouldn't be, at how many people are in the same boat where their business started as a passion. And so then they're having to learn all of the business side of it. And it's hard. It's hard. That's why there's people like you. Walk people through it.
It's really hard. But at the same time, God did ordain your business. And yes, we want to be humble, but at the same time, if you know God ordained your business, shout it from the rooftops. It's almost like this shift in mindset is this reframe of, oh, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to sell. But no, like, you should want to talk about it because God ordained this. You are his vessel. Why aren't you talking about it?
Right.
I love that question. I think it was great.
So I want to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to ask you to kind of tell us a little bit more about your business and what you do and what you're offering. For people who have businesses that are in the secular space, what are some ways that we can align our business to be faith-filled, even if we are in the secular space? Do you have some ideas for that?
Are they wanting to start incorporating faith into their content, or are they wanting to just make sure Christ is at the center of their business?
Yeah. So let's say no. Let's say it's somebody like me who works in a space, like I work in public schools, right? Where because of what they do, they are faith-filled, but they are in secular space. They're not wanting to only work with Christians, but it still is their mission field, right? As we are developing content, what does that look like to be a faith-filled entrepreneur in a secular marketplace?
So first and foremost, I get this a lot, and this is just something that I feel like Holy Spirit has been really just putting in my heart just to share. But when it comes to being in a secular space, I think a lot of the time I found that women want to not talk about Jesus because they're afraid of scaring people away. But here's the thing. Jesus was always Jesus, and people knew he was Jesus, and he still walked into secular spaces. Right? He still talked about himself. He still talked about the goodness of God. So really, if someone is thinking like, hey, I want to be faith-filled in a secular world, first and foremost, don't be afraid to talk about Jesus. That is a lie from the enemy, like directly. That is him really trying to manipulate you to stay quiet so people don't learn about Jesus, so that people can't see his light. So really, now I'm not saying go and shove, you know, religion or Christianity or whatever down people's throats. That's not what I'm saying. But if you are in this secular space, you can start actually just talking about your experience with Holy Spirit, your experience with God. You can just start showcasing, hey, like I just did my devotional this morning, or in my Bible study, this is what I learned, and this is how I can connect it to my business. And so really that comes with basically growing with Holy Spirit, you know, and getting into the word. If you're not doing that, then you can't be faith-filled anyway. So you've got to be doing that. And so really what happens is when you dig into the word, you're going to be able to kind of take on this, I want to say like a thought leader role, because then you can start intertwining whatever niche you're in with faith, because really at the end of the day, it's not Jesus and your business. There's no and. It's he is in your business. He is your business. You are his vessel because it's his, right? And so really when it comes to being in the secular world, I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to just talk about him, even if it's just here or there, you know, and maybe like you work with people who aren't Christians. That's okay. But that doesn't mean you don't have to not talk about him.
Right.
I would say that's the biggest piece of advice I have, is that I get so often that people want to be evangelists, but how are you going to evangelize someone if you don't talk about him at all?
Right.
You can't.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that one of the biggest pieces, if your business is in the online space, as you've already said, people will buy from people they know, like, and trust. And they're going to trust people who are authentic. And so if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur and you're trying to put your authentic self out there, even if your main message isn't for Christians or, you know, targeted at the Christian world, when you're putting your authentic self out there, you're not going to be able to help but present that, you know, present that faith side of you. And you're right. It's not Jesus and business. It is together. It's your life. And so I love the advice of not being scared to be authentic and to be authentic in your faith. And in order to be authentic in our faith, just as you said, we have to be in the word. And so I think that that's definitely a place where the Lord can lead and guide as we plan our content and to what that looks like.
I love that. And actually, what you just said just reminded me of a message I received from someone once. I had just started incorporating faith into my content, actually. This was after like my big spiritual breakthrough I mentioned, but I had someone message me and say, hey, like, I'm not a Christian, but I still follow you and I really appreciate you because of your authenticity, because of your passion, and you bring so much value to the table, regardless of whether we have the same beliefs or not. So I really think that goes to show, don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to shine his light, because you not talking about him is literally dimming it, you know? And so really at the end of the day, I'm a full believer that if you're meant to evangelize someone or lead someone to Christ, like, you're going to, you're not going to scare them away, because they're going to be attracted to Holy Spirit in you.
Okay, Miss Hannah. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on in your business. And if our listeners want to connect with you, want to follow you, how can they do that?
I would love for you all to come say hello to me over on Instagram. My handle is just my name. It's Hannah Brindley, HannahBrindley. And then as for what's going on in my business, well, I just recently launched my own podcast back in February, and it is called Reclaimed to Reign. And Reign is like the royalty reign, so R-E-I-G-N. But it is basically all about helping you grow a Holy Spirit-led life and business, or reclaim, rather. Because again, I think a lot of the time as business owners, we can get in and sometimes we can get sucked into the world, into worldly wants and desires. And so the podcast is essentially all about, you know, just like Jen's, like, really growing this Holy Spirit-led business in a secular world and learning how to keep him first always. And then of course, like, giving business advice and tips and tricks along the way. And then as for like offers itself, I do one-on-one coaching, and I have my signature program called FCA. So it's Faith Fueled Coach Academy. So I'm not faith. Well, I guess I am faith filled, but Jen is faith filled and mine is faith fueled. And then Faith Fueled Coach Academy, it's a group coaching program strategically designed to help you start and grow your faith-fueled coaching business. Yeah, so that's really what's going on with me. But seriously, come say hi. I would love to connect with you on Instagram.
That sounds awesome. And we will have all of Hannah's information in the show notes, and we'll also have it on the social media posts and in the email, wherever you are getting to this podcast. So Hannah, before we go, could you give our listeners just one tip that they can take with them as they go on their way after listening to this episode?
I think the tip that, you know, God has just been pressing on my heart recently, and actually you touched on it earlier, Jen, is this idea of having clarity over all of the things all at once, you know, before taking action. Because I think a lot of the time, God actually doesn't give us like the whole roadmap. You know, there was no way at the time when I had just graduated college, when I thought I was going to be a doctor, there's no way I could have just become a faith-fueled business coach. Like, what in the world? I wasn't even thinking about that. But the thing is, if I didn't follow the step that was right in front of me, that if God was instilling on my heart at that moment, like, if I didn't follow where he was leading me with beauty, if I didn't follow where he was leading me with network marketing, if I didn't take action on what was right in front of me, I would not be here. And so a lot of the time, we don't have all the steps. You may not know your niche 100% yet. You may not know, you know, what kind of coach you want to be or what you want to do yet, but start somewhere. Start with whatever God is putting right in front of you right now and just take action on that and stop trying to figure out all the steps, because you're just going to think yourself in circles and you're going to stay stuck. So really, take action on what God is pressing on you right now. And if you're saying, I don't know what God is saying, you do know. You're just afraid you're going to make the wrong choice. And just know that that's not going to happen. You do know.
I love it. You do know. I love it. Okay, so we also at Faithful Entrepreneur, we have a guide that we would love to give you as the listeners as well, to help you on this journey of discovering your niche and just planning your content so that it aligns with what you're doing and what God would have you do. You can go to our show notes as well. And along with Hannah's information, you can pick up that guide, that content calendar. So what this content calendar is going to be is basically a summer content calendar. It's going to give you a guide for planning your own content, along with some questions and some content that is relevant to my favorite season, summer. And we'll also help guide your thinking as you present your content in a way that aligns with your biblical values. So head to the show notes. We have a lot of great resources for you there, or you can head to our new website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com/summer content, and you can pick that up there. So Hannah, thank you so much for your time and your wisdom and for joining us on this episode. It has been awesome. So thank you again for jumping on with us.
Thank you for having me. This was amazing.
And I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies and verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And Hannah is there too. So that is another place that you can connect with her. So thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Share this episode if you have faith-filled or faith-fueled business owner friends. And we will be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.